This is our recording for our webinar of December 30th, 2018. And this is our webinar in anticipation of the new year. And I have had a process that I have had personally for many years where I will go back and look through my diary and I'll see all the things that I achieved during the year. I'll notice the things that were difficulties, and I will try and make some type of a plan to remediate that. And I typically would look in the different areas of my life. What did I accomplish in this area? What are the challenges? And then I make a decision about what I want to create for the new year. And that usually becomes summarized as one of my famous year-end check sheets. And I have little check boxes that whenever I'm in my office here, I look up and I have all of my goals and everything I want to do right in front of me here. And so I remember from time to time what I'm doing for the year. I keep myself focused and then I can accomplish those things. For me, I find that doing a formal process of clearing the year and then creating what you want in the new year through your intention, through your decision, is a very, very powerful mechanism. And also writing this down. So as we do this process, I want to encourage you to use the printout and go ahead and capture some ideas. Just jot down some ideas and we'll give you a little time to write stuff down. So I think it's a very powerful method because it allows you to clear the old year. That's why we have calendar time, because it allows us to set goals within a period. You know, it engages what we call the concrete mind, which is a very important aspect of our nature because the concrete mind allows us to work. So let us begin. Why don't you go ahead and take out your printout? And we're going to go ahead and start to do this. So get a pen. You don't have to write a full novel here. Jot down some ideas and then you can flesh it out later. So the first thing we do in this process, so I want you to look back at your year. And I want you to look and see, you know, what are the major things that you did? Okay. What was your actual experience? You accomplished some things in the year. What was your year about? And just jot down some highlights for that area of time of your life. What were some of the highlights? Okay, so, you know, two or three, up to five things, important things that happened to you. So next question is, what did you achieve? And what I mean by that is, what goals did you accomplish? Now, if you're like me and you have lots of little index cards with little check boxes, I can clearly see what goals that I accomplished because I've got them checked off. And I noticed that I did not accomplish everything that I said that I was going to do on my calendar year, but that doesn't matter. I did part of it. So don't beat yourself up if you didn't do all your goals. So major goals you achieved. Okay, next question. What did you learn? And by that, I mean, how did you expand your abilities and knowledge? What new things did you learn in your personal life, your spiritual life? What new skills did you learn? Again, write down the highlights, most important things. You know, you can always go back and expand this list. I hope you write small. I didn't give you a whole lot of space to write this stuff. You know, you get these, G2 pilots. I'm putting an advertisement for a pen. I can't believe I'm doing this. But anyway, I use these. They have a real fine tip, and you can write really small in these little boxes. Okay, next question. Who did you love and serve? In other words, how did you expand or sustain your circle of friendships? And I guess another question you could ask to elicit this information is, who was important to you in your life? So jot down two or three important friendships, new people in your life. Now the next thing is, what did you create? And by this, I mean, how did you express your soul's gifts? Did you express your musical gifts? Did you express a gift for drawing? Did you go out and do public oration? Whatever your soul's gifts are, how did you express them this year? Think about different ways you might have expressed your soul's gifts. Now, very important, what did you discover? And what I mean by that is, what personal insights did you have? And also, did you have any key spiritual insights? Did you have a realization? What were your discoveries? And don't worry if you didn't have any insights. If your soul was as silent as the Sphinx, don't worry, you're going to do better next year. All right. And how did you grow and evolve? So did you reach any personal milestones? So in other words, you said that, okay, I've always wanted to work for this company, and you got a job at the company. I've always wanted to get married, and you got married, or you wanted to graduate from college, and you graduated from college. And then what new nodal points did you open? Did you make some progress? Did you check with me early in the year, and you were at one place, and then you checked with me later in the year, and oh, I've grown, I've moved. Can you visualize like where you started and where you are now? Get a sense of that, about how far you've gone. So you want to honor what you've done. Acknowledge and honor yourself for what you've done. Okay. So let's go ahead and turn our perspective from looking in the rearview mirror to looking forward through the windshield. We want to look forward. We want to look into the future. What do you want to put into this ripe ground, this fertile ground of your new year? I often think about that when I'm going to plant my garden at the ashram here. And I think, well, what do I want to plant this year? then I say, well, what the heck will grow here in this heat and freezing temperatures? But anyway, I get stuff to grow. I really do. So the first thing I want you to ask is, in what ways will you improve yourself physically? And this includes your health. Maybe you want to start exercising. Maybe you need to lose some weight. Maybe you need to put on some weight. Maybe you want to build your muscles a little more. Maybe start doing yoga. Your home environment, what do you need to clean up around your house? Maybe it might involve acquiring things to enhance your productivity and enjoyment of life. You need to buy something for your home. You need a new computer system, blender. What do you need? Jot down a few things. And so if your issue is office piles of paper, then you want to take one day in your year where you are going to do a straightening. At least one day in the year, you're going to set aside and you're going to shred the paper. You're going to reduce all of your piles. You're going to put them in folders. You're going to organize. Okay. So let's look at the next one. You want to turn the page. So in what ways will you improve yourself emotionally? So that might mean you resolving a particularly emotional issue. This might mean caring for your family, maybe nurturing your key relationships. Think about your emotional life. Think about this roller coaster of emotions that is our lives. What are the key things that you need to do a better job of caring for emotions? Because emotions are both our what we experience, our feelings about what we experience, but it's also our connectedness, our relationships to others. Okay, jot down a few ideas. Let's go on to the next one. In what ways will you improve yourself mentally? By that means you might acquire new knowledge, learn new skills. Maybe you'll take some classes to enhance your professional confidence and expertise. I've always been a believer in continuing to learn throughout your career. And even when you retire, you continue to learn. You don't stop with a high school education or bachelor's degree or master's degree. You continue to learn your whole life. So what new skills, what new knowledge, what new classes might you take? Okay, so let's shift and look at the ways you're going to improve yourself socially. So this includes how you're going to involve yourself in the social, cultural, or civic life in the world around you. I mean, maybe if you're reclusive like I am, that might not be very significant. It might be something like doing something kind for your neighbors or something. So it doesn't have to be, you don't have to run for office. But think about that. Is that important to you? Now let's go to the core of the self. When we say improve yourself personally. So this might involve things like, how will you better live your values to achieve integrity? How will you enhance your productivity and effectiveness in your career and finances? How will you move closer to full personal actualization? If you have a core goals that you want to complete in your lifetime, you have a life plan, we call it. You know, you actually have a map to say, what will actualization look like to me? So if you can say, I want to accomplish these things in my life, and if I do this chunk this year, and then the next year I want to do the next chunk, then eventually you complete everything you need to fully actualize yourself. Okay, let's shift gears. In what ways will you improve yourself spiritually? So what spiritual progress do you intend to make? What new insights, new virtue and compassion, and spiritual abilities do you intend to actualize? So for example, if you're in the planetary sphere, maybe you say, well, I want to see if during this year I can get all the way done with the planetary and the transplanetary. That's very doable depending on where you are. And if you know about your spiritual destiny, you can say, well, okay, when I become a saint, you know, I'm going to have certain abilities. When I become a divine counselor, I have other abilities. If you have a crown of purpose, when I reach my crown of purpose, I'll have additional abilities. Okay, next question. Give you a little time to write on that. Set some goals. Set some intentions. In what ways will you improve the world? Okay, so how are you going to make a difference in the lives of others? How will you serve others? So for some of you, that might mean doing some, what we call Pindi Seva. Pindi means the physical universe, Seva means service. So for some of you, it means that, okay, you're going to do some volunteer work for Mudra Ashram or other organizations that you think are important. Maybe it'll mean this is the year that you start doing some teaching, counseling, doing readings. Okay, so take a few minutes to look over your list and see if there's anything you need to add into those categories. Okay, so the next thing we do is we notice things that we're grateful for. Gratitude for what is. When you get to be my age, you can say you come a long way, baby. No matter where you are on your life cycle and what chronological age you are, you have come a long way, baby. And maybe you're not exactly where you have set yourself where you want to be. But I want you to think about your life right now and notice what you makes you feel grateful. So I want you to notice all the good things about your body and your health. If you get to be my age, you think about, well, okay, well, you know, my left thigh doesn't hurt, so that's a good thing. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful I'm still breathing. So whatever it is you are doing, you can feel grateful for your body and your health. Jot them down. What do you feel grateful for? Two or three things. Okay. I want you to notice a good thing about your circle of friends and relationships. And yes, you're quite correct. I did misspell friends, and I spelled it fiends. I did intend to say friends, not fiends. So what are some of the good things? How did you... Things you're grateful for. All right. Next is to notice the good things you've learned and the positive career experiences you've had. If you're not currently in a career, it might mean things you've done in your your home business or your avocation, your hobby. Okay. And next, notice what you created and how your skills and abilities have grown. Notice how you feel grateful for that. You have a little bit larger footprint than you had the year before. You've grown. You have new skills. You have new abilities. And notice the insights and realizations you've had and how this has shaped you to become the person you are today. And how you're grateful for those things. And notice where you are today on the spiritual path. And feel your gratitude for being where you are. You know, you've made some progress in the year. Hopefully you've been doing your mantra a little bit, transformational mantra, moved ahead. Gained some new insights, some new, maybe you've put aside some bad habits this year. So you want to notice the gratitude you feel for these good things that are with you now. Just be grateful for all these good things. And maybe there's a few things that come to mind. Jot them down in the margin. Other things you feel grateful for don't fit in these broad categories. Just review all the things you feel grateful about where you are right now. You know, it might not be perfect. Might not be all you wish. There's a lot to be grateful right now. Okay. Now we're going to go to where the rubber meets the road. This is where you make a decision and you hold yourself accountable. So knowing all of this about what has happened, right? You look back at your year, where you are now, things you feel grateful for, and what you will create for your year ahead, I want you to identify what are the top 3 to 5 priorities, the things that you must get done. And you want to hold your feet to the fire. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. That's going to hurt your feet. You know, where are you going to hold yourself accountable? You know, said, I'm definitely going to get this done. So my list has, let me count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 9 things that are key priorities for me for the year. Can you identify? Sometimes that's a lot to take on. But if you can identify 3 to 5 key priorities, something that you're going to hold yourself accountable for. And then I want you to ask, how will you ensure that this is done? So do you need a support person? You have a spouse or a girlfriend, boyfriend, who will basically say, well, how are you doing on that? What progress did you make? You know, sometimes we need that. There are even some people that will say that, well, if I don't get this done, I'll pay you $100 or $500. So you say, well, I better get this done. I don't want to lose my money. How will you ensure you're going to do this? I'm going to reach these priorities. Then the last thing we do is we want to open up to the divine, open up to the soul, to the higher self, to the masters. So as you think on the things that are most important to you this year, what do you pray about those things? You know, what prayer would you offer to have the divine support you to accomplish these things? So I want you to pray that now. Each of the important things you want to accomplish for the year. This 12-month period. Okay, next I want you to look at what you affirm concerning these things. So you want to make a mental affirmation for each of these things you want to accomplish. Next, I want you to resolve. What will you resolve concerning these things? So when we resolve, we use our will. Say, I will do this. Notice the force of your will making that resolution for these key important things you want to accomplish. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to visualize what you aim to achieve in your personal life. Okay, and I want you to see yourself reaching each of these goals, achieving them, making them real, having a celebration to accomplish each of these goals. Okay, next, I want you to look at to which you aspiration, and notice what you aspire to achieve in your spiritual life. Think about what's realistic. What could I complete in a year? And I want you to commit yourself to achieve this station on the path. So if you're the transplanetary, maybe that means I'd like to see myself in the middle of the cosmic by the end of next year. Or if you're in the subtle, I want to be into the first planetary initiation. Think about where you want to be at the end of the year. Think about, well, how many hours of meditation would I need to put in? You know, what do I need to do to support that? What do I need to read? What do I need to study? So I have a deeper understanding. So now as you think on all these things for which you have prayed and affirmed, and resolved, and visualized, and anchored into the spire of your aspiration, I want you to use your word of power. And I want you to call down from the depths of your soul, your ensouling entity. And so may it be. Bring forth that word of power from within yourself. And then I want you to realize that all you seek already exists within you now in its fullness and eternity, and acknowledge, and so it is. So what you're going to do is you're going to bring this fulfilled vision that is in eternity, and you're going to be bringing it down to earth. You know, I often talk about the idea of concretization, bringing these aspects of ourself that exist very subtle, ethereal, astral levels, the idea form. We bring them down to earth. We bring them into our lives. And so I want you to just sit for one moment and see how this feels as you've done this review and recreation right. And so as you review this, and you know, maybe for some of you, you might take the notes that you did and turn it into some type of a checklist or some type of a seed thought for you to do journaling on, reflection on. Think about it. Because as you do that, you begin to bring it into reality. This completes our New Year's process. So I'm going to stop the recording now.